One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Why we must pray for sick people? When someone is sick or in pains, many times it's very difficult to even have faith. Many times it's difficult because of the distracting pains, the distracting situation. And that's why they need intercession. That's why they need our prayer. Because someone can be suffering terrible pains while you are exhorting him about faith. And while he's waiting to be healed. But the pain can destroy his faith. I don't know if you ever suffered pains in your life. But when you're in pain, even when you're praying and speaking the word, when it gets more intense, it tends to take your attention off your prayer. So what do? You have to intercede for people who are sick, who are in pains, who are in trouble. Are you hearing me? Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. I said Christianity is more than just learning how to receive your Cadillac and your Rolls Royce, you know, and buy your airplanes, you know. There's a lot of people who don't understand what the gospel is all about. They just think that that's prosperity. There's more to life. Hebrews chapter 13, reading from verse 2. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them. Did you see that? He says to remember those in bonds, as bound with them. And them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. He wants us to remember others who are suffering and have a kindred spirit with them. Remember those who are suffering. I remember years ago when I first started interceding for Christians going through persecutions. I had been receiving the magazines from a certain organization that had a lot of information on persecution of Christians around the world. And they always had a focus on either those who were suffering in Russia or in China. And as I read these articles, I learned to pray for the saints of God who were going through persecutions. But now I was still a student in school. But I realized how necessary it was to pray for them. Do you know that sometimes when you're going home, going to bed, there are Christians all day, they've been winning souls, evangelizing somewhere around the bridge and under the bridge. They don't have no homes, but now they believe in Jesus. But I don't know anybody. And they have lived without a home for so long, they can't think of getting one. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you ever get concerned to pray for people like that? You know, we can be so comfortable, and all we do is learn more how to get a better job, and learn more how to make more money, learn more how to get this and that and that and the other. All that is nice, if only while you're on your journey, you remember those who are suffering and pray for them. Because when you start praying for them, before long, you will have the means to also help them. So, in the process of time, you will not only pray, but you also be able to help them financially and materially. That's what it is. But if you cannot pray for them, what else will you do for them that will make it different from what any other human being will do? The Bible says, "He that watereth shall himself be watered." In other words, what you learn to do for others will be done for you. If you heard, you were in church on Sunday, they told you that your pastor couldn't come to church, or the pastor's wife couldn't come to church, or the pastor's kids couldn't come to church. You say, what about his faith? What did he tell us about faith? What about his faith? Where did his faith go? Wrong question. You see, wrong mentality, wrong question. You should have been praying. Didn't you ever read the scripture, strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter? Don't you understand the strategy of Satan? If he can get at your pastor or your leader, then he can trouble your faith. So he's out for more than just one person. Many times when we hear about a minister having a problem, a minister going through some heat, then we say, maybe he did something wrong. Maybe this and maybe that. Instead of praying, see, we've become so divided and so divided even within our own hearts that the love of Jesus seems to be a different doctrine, a strange doctrine. You just wonder. Look at what he said. He said, pray. He said, strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered. From who? Look at it. That I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea. He knew he could not only be arrested, but even killed. They did it to James, the brother of John. They got hold of Peter. The church prayed without ceasing. And miraculously, he was set free. There was no other way for that man to be set free. God had to send an angel to bring him out of prison. Now, Paul was going there. He said, pray. Pray, strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. Let me show you another thing. One day, some years ago, we had a certain brother of ours who was on his way to church. And while he was waiting for a vehicle to pick him, some dumb fellow came there and killed him. Just killed him. It's unlikely that they were robbers. Even if they were robbers, they're all the same. But just killed a young guy. He was on his way to church. Let me read something to you. So when I tell you about praying, see, it's not just an issue of praying for yourself. Learn to pray for others. Because as you pray for them, you are taken care of. Are you hearing me? You are sowing seeds of prayer. And as you're praying for others, there are many others who may not even know you. And the Spirit of God will stir them up to pray for you. And while they're praying in tongues, the Spirit of God will put words in their mouth and they'll be interceding for you. But if you don't pray for others, you'll be among the forgotten people that nobody seems to remember in prayer. Listen, he told us just now. He said, remember those who are suffering. Why is he telling us to remember? Because many forget them. So he tells us not to remember them. Only God knows how many times. Some of us here were forgotten. Nobody remembered you. Hallelujah. I said I want to show you something. 2 Thessalonians. You know, when things happen, then we say, how could it happen? But a lot of times we let it happen. A lot of times we let it happen. Because we weren't praying. He told us to pray. The scriptures are abundant with such information. Look at this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Imagine how many times Paul said, pray for us, pray for us, pray for me, pray for us, pray for me. As he studied the scriptures, you'll be amazed how many times he called for prayer. Pray for me, pray for us, pray for us. You think he couldn't pray for himself? He knew it was important for God's people to also pray. Because you see, he was a blessing to them. And if they didn't pray to God, letting him know they needed him, he wouldn't have to be there. He said once, when you study in the book of Philippians chapter 1, you'll be amazed. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. I'm trying to decide to go to heaven or to stay back. So I'm trying to decide. He said, but it seems to me that to stay with you will be more beneficial to you. So I'll stay. That's what he said. There's nothing, when you have a revelation of Christ, there's nothing in the world that's worth staying. There's no reason to stay. Why would anybody want to be in this world? Apart from saving souls and developing them to save others.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him, and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.